Hey guys, welcome to Low Key in Love with the Kinks,
where we talk all things relationships,
the good, the ugly, and everything in between.
These next few minutes are going to be very interesting.
Right, let's get into it.
What's up, guys? It is your favorite couple. We are back with another podcast.
Yes, sir.
So excited. And today, what's the question that we're answering, Dylan?
Why do couples have a hard time communicating?
Yes. So, my personal belief, couples have a hard time communicating because they envisioned the other person as a certain person in their mind, and they didn't come into the relationship open to just understand who that person is, because when you're open to it and wanting to genuinely get to know that other person and who they are, their likes, their dislikes, or whatever, you are open to, like, you're automatically open to communicating.
Yeah, at that point it doesn't matter what that person comes with or whatever you made up in your mind, that you're willing to work through it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or like at least give it a chance or something,
right,
you know?
Right.
But like a lot of people, they go off of like what they are attracted to. So like, sorry if you hear noise. But they go off of what they're like attracted to. So they'll be like, ooh, you know, that guy is fine, blah, 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 blah. And just based off of how he looks, or maybe one encounter, people go off of like, okay, so he probably likes this. He probably is this kind of a guy. Right. I can't wait because he probably is going to do X, Y, and Z for me and things like that. And you already kind of cultivated what his character or personality is supposed to be like without actually getting to know him. So then when it's time to communicate, if you guys even get to that relationship point, you're just like, no, you're supposed to do this, or you should be doing that, or whatever, whatever. And it's like, but jog, you don't even know him.
Right. We didn't even have that conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the point of it. Like, you got to communicate these things with your significant other. You can't hold it in or anything like that and then come out with a blind side and like, hold on, wait, we didn't have this conversation. Like, what's going on here, you know?
So
like,
why do you think couples have a hard time communicating?
I feel like a lot of the times it's because they don't want to have that conversation. They don't want to have that reality. You know what I'm saying? Having that conversation brings it into reality. So they don't want to, they want to have envision, like you said, envision this imaginary thing and just hold that in, hold that near and dear. So when it doesn't happen, they're just upset and the whole relationship blows up. Like,
but you know what's weird though? We have a lot of like friends and people that have this kind of issue with communicating, but their relationship doesn't blow up. Like, they just don't communicate well, and they stay together and continue to not communicate well. Like, how does that work? Like, how do...
I think that's comfortability. It's what you know. You know that person now for how many years or whatever the case may be, and it's like, you're comfortable. You don't want to go and start over.
So you're okay with just being somewhere where the two of you don't see eye to eye or don't understand each other and cannot communicate. And I mean, like, we're at a point where like some, like one part of the couple is communicating, but the other person just can't hear it. Like, they physically cannot hear. Somebody could be like, I like Jell-O. And then the other person is just like, what? They're like, but you said you liked this yesterday. And it's like, no, that's not what I said. I said I liked pudding on certain days, but on these days, I like Jell-O. And they're like, but now you're a different person. And like, it's like they cannot hear each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm explaining it right. They miss each other all the time.
Right. No, I get what you mean. And let me get my thoughts together. Sorry. But it just comes down to it, like,
They're comfortable.
You know what I mean? There's no other way to say it. Like, they're comfortable in that. You know what I'm saying? It's like
a habit that built up?
Exactly. If you want, like, there's no person on this earth, if they want something more out of life, they're not going to settle for less. They're not. If somebody has a goal in mind, it within a relationship, they're not going to settle for less. That's why you get relationships where either the man or the woman give each other an ultimatum. Mm-hmm. Either 1, 2, and 3 needs to happen, or I'm gone.
Is ultimatums? Okay, personally, I love ultimatums. Dylan knows from like the beginning. I'd be giving ultimatums left and right. I love them. They prove whether you know what you're made of and what the other person's made of. Like, will you actually do the ultimatum? And then if you don't do the right one, will I actually stay? You know what I mean? Like, it kind of just proves what each person is really made of.
Exactly.
That's my personal thing. But is that a form of communicating? Do you think ultimatums, like, work in couples? Like, do they... I mean, it worked with us.
I mean, it depends. It depends. And if that ultimatum is reasonable.
Were mine reasonable?
I had to think about it. You know, I had to really think about it and, like, look at what she was asking me. And was like, all right, is what she is asking of me, is it reasonable? And it's not like you was telling me you need to fly a spaceship to the moon to give your love to me. Like, if that was the case, I'm like, well, this ain't gonna work.
Right.
Because I ain't going to space for nobody.
right.
You know? But it sounded reasonable to me. So I was just like, you know what? It's what she's... If I want to be with this woman, this is what she's asking of me, so be it. Let's do it.
How come it gets down to an ultimatum, though? Like, I really, truly wonder this, and a lot of my girlfriends wonder this, too. You have got to answer this. I know you don't speak for all men, but we just need to get some kind of insight. We ask you something. We ask of you for something very simple most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't happen, so we have to ask again. Sometimes we ask, like, 5, 6, 7 times, especially if we really love you. We'll ask you, like, 10 times before, but, like, this nigga's never going to get it. And then that's when I always pull out the ultimatum. I'm like, hey, either this happens or I'm walking out. And that's when all of a sudden it clicks and you're like, oh, I have to do this. And I just don't understand, because not all women are like me. Not all women will give ultimatums. That's the advice that I usually give a lot of my friends. Like, give an ultimatum, because I know that worked for me. But a lot of women are just not interested. They feel like if you're not going to just hear me the first couple times, and when I'm calm and collected and loving, why should I get nasty and mean and give an ultimatum for you to really hear me?
You know, I can't really give a concise answer to that.
Why?
You know, because it's like, I feel like it's a bunch of things that go into that.
Well, just try to do, like, quick for yourself. Like, what was it that made you not be able... I'm trying to think of a specific example for people,
well, for
but, like,
me,
I can't.
For me, it was... I don't know what it is. I think for me, I'm kind of a sensitive type of person. Like, you gotta talk to me a certain way. If you don't talk to me in that certain way, I ain't gonna hear you, period. You know? And ego. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What the fuck does ego have to do with anything?
Because, like, you know, in the beginning, I'm just like, I was doing certain things in my life and it was working, and I'm just like...
Yeah, for a single person.
And then, exactly, I was single. Well, I wasn't single.
You wasn't single. But you was moving like you was single.
Yeah, I was moving like I was single. But like, to, like, have that freedom, and then to have, like, someone, all right, this is what's happening, this is what we're doing. It's like, it's kind of like a shock. It's like, hold on, wait. Who are you?
I came in like a drill sergeant. You chose to be in this relationship with me.
I know I chose. Yes, of course I chose. But I didn't know it was going to be like that. You know? Like, everybody says that you go through a... what's it called? Puppy dog phase or whatever the case.
Puppy love, yeah.
Puppy love. And then when the puppy love, that veil comes over, and then you start seeing the real deal, just like, oh, hold on. You was fine with that just like 2 weeks ago. What's going on now?
Was I ever really fine with certain things?
You put up a good facade.
I think I might have thought that I was fine. And then after 6 months, I'm like, we grown. We have a lot of things to do. But you're not answering it, though. Why did it take an ultimatum? Because it wasn't like after those 6 months, all of a sudden I started being like a hard ass. I would say little things like, hey, babe, I really like to wake up to you in the morning and not just like wake up to you playing video games.
Right.
I would say stuff like that. I'd be like, hey, babe, I would like, you know, date night once a week and for us to not just keep doing this monotonous thing every day. Right. Or, you know, I would say certain things like, hey, you got to keep up your end of like the rent or the this and that and the third, and I want us to like be working hard. Like, there are little things I say, and then I would say it over and over and over again, and like a year, 2 years go by, and then, you know, that's, women really do have patience, because we really be waiting a year, 2 years or whatever. Finally, I give an ultimatum. And then that's when so many things started changing. If I didn't like something and I talked about it a couple times, I realized that instead of waiting 2 years, I wait like four times me saying it. It could be like 3-4 months, and then I'm like, ultimatum time. Because to me, it seems like the only way like you really hear me, and you know what, I'm not even going to say currently, because this was like a before thing. The only way that you, this is before we got married, you really heard me was when I was like, it's either this happens or I'm sick of this. I'm not going to stay here for it. And then I would like walk out. I'd go to my mom's house, my dad's house, whatever it is. And I would like chill for a while until we were ready to speak again.
Right.
And then that's when you would be like, you know what? Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Obviously, I was patient afterwards. But I saw your effort in making that thing happen. And then you made it happen. And now it's like a regular routine of ours. But why did it take that? Why did it wait till the ultimatum?
I don't know, honestly. Because in the time, I, for some reason, you know, I honestly really don't know.
Something, maybe something in your head. Okay, could it possibly be that when you were faced with the actual realization of your loved one leaving, that's when you really heard how sincere the request was?
Yeah, I guess it was the severity of it.
Severity?
Yeah, you know, and I had to make a choice. Like, do I actually want to be with this woman, or do I continue doing me? You know? And I really had to make the choice. And it's like, I want to be with her, so this is what's going to happen.
So I have a question. I don't want to put nobody on blast, but think of some of, like, the ultimatums I gave you, right? With any of your former girlfriends, if they had given you the same ultimatum, would you have stayed?
Probably not.
Okay. So can you say that men at ultimatums would most likely, I don't want to say all men or we know for sure, but 99.9% of the time, if a man was given an ultimatum by his woman, in that moment, he would know whether he wanted to stay with her or not?
In some cases, yeah. Some cases, some men know that, yeah, that's who I want to marry.
So then they'll, like, do the ultimatum?
Some don't need an ultimatum.
I'm talking about, like, if we get to the ultimatum part.
Oh, yeah.
Men know at that moment whether they're going to, like, stay or not.
Yeah, some men do, yeah. I'm not going to say all of them do.
Yeah, but, like, generalization.
Like, half the population.
So you're saying half of the men, even when you get to the ultimatum stage, they really don't know which one to choose?
Yeah.
Well, you're at the point where you either fulfill the request of your girl, so, or you leave.
And honestly, that's what ends up happening. Some of them just don't care and just end up leaving.
That's an answer within itself. That means that she wasn't worth it for him, right? Yeah,
pretty much.
So they know.
Yeah.
They know. They know whether she's worth it or not. As long as, like you said, the request isn't like ridiculous. Outlandish. Yeah, I think that most men should do it. I think I love ultimatums. I personally think that not only women should give ultimatums, but men should too.
Is it really going to be followed, though? Because I sometimes, maybe not in this relationship, but like probably like in the beginning, but many others, like, I feel like men are not heard in the relationship.
Why do you
think I don't know. That? I just feel like it for some reason, like, it goes through one ear and out the other or something like that.
No.
Or you put on the puppy dog face.
And no. Like, oh, this is what happens. I'm gonna give you inside scoop real quick, right? So what happens is we analyze things faster than y'all. So when we hear what you say, it takes 2.5 seconds for us to analyze it and realize that it's bullshit and that it's not going to work. So we have to then, in the other side of that 2.5 seconds, figure out... No, then it takes another, like, 1.5 seconds for us to figure out exactly how to tell you that this ain't going to work. Sometimes we tell you it won't work straight up, depending on your personality. Sometimes we got to, like, have some sex so that way you can just forget, you know? Sometimes there's a lot of things you got to do to let you know that it's not going to work.
A lot of things against us. That's, like, that's a bull.
But on some real shit, we analyze way too fast. You guys really don't analyze things quick enough. We tell you something and then you just gotta look at you. Ladies, how many of you guys just say something to your guy and then look at him waiting for a response? Because you know it should only take 2 seconds to get this response. And he straight up is looking you dead in your eye, lost. What world is he in? You're just like... Did you hear what I said? Like, yeah. And they repeat it back to you. And you're just like, so the answer is.
Because the way you ask the question don't sound like a damn question. It sounds like a statement.
Or a trick question. That's what you've examined. Oh, God. I love being married. It's like the funnest thing in the world.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. Listen. I think ultimatums are great for communication. I think that it shows people, like, you know, what everyone's made of.
Right. It also shows that the person giving the ultimatum really cares about you. That tells you that that person has gone through a lot of your shit and has gotten to a point where they're trying to make the decision whether I stay with you or whether I go. Some people will just be like, you know what? That's 3 strikes. I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
Good way to think about it.
Some people who make an ultimatum have been patient with you, have waited, and all types of stuff. And for them to give you an ultimatum is a courtesy to you.
It's a courtesy.
Like, real talk, it's a courtesy to you because at any moment they could have just been like, you know what?
Yeah.
This ain't gonna work.
I'm done. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love ultimatums. Ultimatums with... also, I want to clarify, too. Like, I'm not giving the same ultimatum for the same situation. It's different, right. You know? It's like, after an ultimatum is given, we're expecting that once you've made your choice, you follow through with that choice.
Right.
Because there's no second ultimatums for the same... Like, there's no second chances on that. I give you an ultimatum on something. You said you were going to do X, Y, and Z. As long as I see the evidence that you're constantly improving to do that X, Y, and Z,
right.
I'm Gucci. If I see that you said yes, we have sex, we good. And then, like, 3 months go down the line, because I do wait to be patient on to see the progress, I don't see that the progress has actually been made, I'm dipping at that point. There is no,
right.
You know, like, I'm not going to give you another ultimatum. You didn't do the first one on the same situation. So we're going to do that. But if the situation changes, you do, you know, the person does their part, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then something else occurs because we all evolve and grow. Then you go through the same thing with a different situation. If you have to give an ultimatum, give one. I think people's back should be against the wall because you can see exactly what they are made of.
Yep, exactly. People show their true colors when they're backed into a corner.
Yeah, definitely. And that's for anything. The one situation I keep thinking about was, I think the first ultimatum I ever give you was me saying, I want to wake up. This is when we're living in your mom's house. I want to wake up next to you. And I said that to you repeatedly for like 6 months or something. And then for like almost the whole 6 months, you wake up and you kiss my forehead and you go and you play video games downstairs and I wake up every fucking morning by my goddamn self. And it pissed me off so much that, like, I gave an ultimatum. You said you understood how much, like, it mattered to me. Then you did it again, and I waited, like, another 3 weeks, and you kept doing it. So I packed my shit, and I went to my dad's house. I didn't say hello, boo, bye, nothing, good morning. I packed my shit, and you were sitting there playing video games, and I ran out. Took a, I don't know what I did, and I went down to my dad's. And I remember crying. That was, like our first breakup or something. Right. I remember crying and throwing up for, like, 3 weeks because it was horrible. And I just, but I had to, and on top of that too, like, I stayed away, and it was like 6 months
right.
of not being together for that
mm-hmm.
before we, like, you know,
yeah,
patched things back up. You gotta have conviction, like Dylan said. It shows you who the person, what the person is made of. You too, if you the one doing the man or woman, if you are the one doing the ultimatum and that person doesn't follow through, what you made out of? You gonna stay anyways? Or you going to make sure that you fall through? They know that there's consequences to these actions.
Right.
Because I feel like if I didn't do that, if I didn't really, like, follow through with my part, then we wouldn't be here today.
Also, when you receive an ultimatum, don't look at it as bad. And just really just analyze what they're asking for and really have that conversation with yourself. And be like, is this a relationship I want to be in? Like, is this somebody I love? Is this worth it? God, and stuff like that. Like, really have that conversation with you. Don't look at it as something bad, you know? When she gave me that, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to prove her wrong. Because she said some things to me that actually hit a little hard. So I was just like, you know what? I'm going to prove her wrong. Fine. Bet.
Right.
You know what I mean? And look at us now.
Exactly.
You know?
This was supposed to be a podcast about, like, why couples don't communicate, and then we just went on, like, 15 minutes about ultimatums.
I know. But that's a form of communicating.
Yeah.
You never give an ultimatum, nothing changes. That you have to have a conversation to give an ultimatum.
That's true. You know? Couples don't communicate well for many reasons, but I guess the ending part of this is that try your best to communicate. It's highly important. Do right. not overlook what your spouse is saying. Do not assume, because we learned that women analyze things fast, but because we analyze them so fast, sometimes we assume things. So let us not assume what our spouse is trying to convey. And if your back is against the wall because you feel like you've been over communicating and the other person is not giving a shit, then throw up an ultimatum.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's our personal experiences. This is what has worked for us because it tests our love and it shows, like, you know, if he really loved me, he would communicate. He would listen to these ultimatums. And if I really love him, I wouldn't just give him an ultimatum on Monday and then leave on Friday if it doesn't happen. I give him time to cultivate a new habit.
Exactly. And that's, honestly, that's life. That's in anything you do. When you go want to be a cook, you're going to go through some ultimatums. You're going to go through that messed up dish. You know what I'm saying? That you got to send out to the VIP, but now you got to do it over again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, even with sports, you're going to go through ultimatums in sports, like getting a torn ACL or something. You know what I mean? Like, and then you got to go through the process. Like, all right, how worth it is it for me to be doing this? Is it worth it? Should I keep going? You know what I mean? In life, you're going to get those type of ultimatums. Just like in relationships, it tests you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So life tests you.
Yeah.
You're going to get those ultimatums in life. It's all around us.
Right.
It's all about how you go about doing it.
Right, you know what I mean? Right. But yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, make sure to follow us on Instagram. Mine is @TErnest.
And mine is at Dylan_topic_king.
And then ask us some questions on, what's it called? On our email. Like, if you send us questions on our email, we will choose, like, different questions to answer actually on here. This is all going to be about questions. So our email is THE, so the Mr. MR, Mrs. MRS King, KING, @gmail.com.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Yes.
Blessed night, morning,
whatever. You listen to this. Exactly. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Peace.